Good morning, audio boomers. I hope you're having a better morning than I am on this Thursday, the 22nd of January. I just woke up to one of the most unpleasant surprises one could possibly receive first thing in the morning. I got up at 5:30 and went rather blearily into the bathroom to do what one usually does first thing in the morning in a bathroom, and I felt something furry underfoot as I stepped through the bathroom door. Well, I knew I had not left anything furry lying about in that vicinity, so having no sight whatsoever, I had to kneel down and investigate this unknown object with my hand. Turns out I had a dead mouse on the bathroom floor. Yuck! Seriously. But I guess it goes to show you that the mouse poison that my landlord brought a few days ago is working. Now, normally mice will not die in the middle of the floor like that. They'll hide somewhere, like in the walls or in dark corners. For example, the last time a dead mouse was found in here, my poor mum found it in my closet. This was a few years ago, and for a while after that, we didn't have any more problems with mice. But then this past winter, they got in again. And I've been hearing them run around in the ceiling. So that was why I asked my landlord to bring me some mouse poison. And I put it in various spots in the kitchen. So for some reason, this mouse must have been overcome when it got to my bathroom. Yuckers, though. Oh, seriously, disgusting. Maybe I should have flushed him down the toilet. I didn't think about that. What I did was I wrapped him in toilet paper and I took him out of the apartment because I didn't want him stinking up my place. And I threw him in the garbage in the laundry room. I suppose that way if I decide to tell the landlord what happened, then he'll be able to find him there. Although, I probably won't bother because the landlord knows we have a mouse problem in this building anyway. It's actually not uncommon. A lot of places in the city do have a mouse problem. It's just highly unpleasant, especially to step on a dead mouse first thing in the morning. Oh. But then, what was even worse is I'm not convinced he was entirely dead, because when I picked him up, I thought I felt him move in my hand. That might have just been me being totally grossed out and imagining things. I don't know. But what I do know is I'm going to have to wash the bathroom floor. Because the idea that there was a dead mouse there just totally grosses me out. And I don't like the thought of stepping all over a bathroom floor where there has been something dead. I mean, it probably didn't leave any residue or anything. Unlike the time when one had died in my closet. That time, he wasn't found for quite some time because I have no sense of smell, so, you know, I wouldn't have been able to tell if something had died. So by the time my poor mother found the one in my closet, he was kind of sticky. But anyway, even so, just the thought that, you know, this mouse was there on my bathroom floor dead makes me kind of want to wash it, or at least take some Lysol wipes to it, some antibacterial wipes. Okay, well, hopefully I haven't grossed you folks out too much. Oh, it still makes me cringe. I can't believe I managed to pick it up. I had to wrap it in a ton of toilet paper in order to do that, though. I hate mice. I had a big problem with them in another place where I lived as well. And I just can't stand them. I have a total mouse phobia now. Like, I don't even like pet mice. Anything that's little and skitters around and makes squeaking noises, don't like. That includes hamsters, by the way. If you like hamsters, more power to you. You can have one. Just don't bring it over here. Yes, yes, I know. They're all God's creatures, too. But, well, they can be God's creatures somewhere else, that's all.